Chapter 1. A jogger spotted the body floating in the Anacostia River, just south of the John Philip Sousa Bridge. "I hate these kinds of calls," Lieutenant Sam Holland said to her partner, Detective Freddie Cruz, as she battled district traffic on their way to the city's southeastern quadrant. "No one knows if this is a homicide, but they call us in anyway. We get to stand around and sweat our balls off while the ME does her thing." "I hesitate to point out, Lieutenant, that you don't actually have balls to sweat off. You know what I mean?" "Yeah, I do," he said with a sigh. "It's going to be a long, hot, smelly Friday down at the river waiting to find out if we're needed. I gotta have a talk with dispatch about when we're to be called and when we are not to be called. Let me know how that goes. To make this day even better, after work, I have to go to a fitting for my freaking bridesmaid dress. I'm too damned old to be a damned bridesmaid." His snort of laughter only served to further irritate her, which of course made him laugh harder. "It's not funny." "Yeah, it really is." With dark brown hair, an always tan complexion, and the perfect amount of stubble on his jaw, he really was too cute for words. Not that she'd ever tell him that. Everywhere they went together, women took notice of him. For all he cared, he was madly in love with Ellen Svensson, and looking forward to their autumn wedding. Wiping laughter tears from his brown eyes, he said, "I won't make you wear a dress when you're my best man woman." "Thank God for that. I need to stop making friends. That was my first mistake." "Poor Jeannie," he said of their colleague, Detective Jeannie McBride, who was getting married next weekend. "Does she have any idea that she has a hostile bridesmaid in her wedding party?" "Of course she does. Her sisters left me completely out of the planning of the shower, no doubt at her request. I'll be forever grateful for that small favor." Sam shuddered, recalling an afternoon of horrifyingly stupid shower games, paper plates full of ribbons and bows, and dirty jokes about the wedding night for two people who'd been living together for more than a year. The whole thing had given her hives. But Jeannie, she'd loved every second of it, and seeing her face lit up with joy had gone a long way toward alleviating Sam's hives. After everything Jeannie had been through to get to her big day, no one was happier for her, or happier to stand up for her, than Sam. Not that she'd ever tell anyone that either. She had a reputation to maintain, after all. She'd been in an unusually cranky mood since her husband, Nick, left for Iran 2 weeks ago for what should have been a 5-day trip, but had twice been extended. If he didn't get home soon, she wouldn't be responsible for her actions. In addition to worrying about his safety, in a country known for being less than friendly toward Americans, she'd also discovered how entirely reliant upon him she'd become over the last year and a half. It was ridiculous, really. She was a strong, independent woman who'd taken care of herself for years before he'd come back into her life. So how had he turned her into a simpering, whimpering, cranky mess simply by leaving her for 2 damned weeks? Naturally, the people around her had noticed that she was out of sorts. Their adopted 13-year-old son, Scotty, asked every morning before he left for baseball camp when Dad would be home, probably because he was tired of dealing with her by himself. Freddie and the others at work had been giving her a wide berth, and even the reporters who hounded her mercilessly had backed off after she'd bitten their heads off a few too many times. During infrequent calls from Nick, he'd been rushed and annoyed and equally out of sorts, which didn't do much to help her bad mood. 2 more days. 2 more long, boring, joyless days, and then he'd be home and things could get back to normal. What did it say about her that she was actually glad to have a floater to deal with, to keep her brain occupied during the last 2 days of Nick's trip? It means you have it bad for your husband.